Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about here on Ye Old Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island and also the Game Brain podcast, which is for all you fellow board game nerds out there, just like I am. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious and lovely and talented Ronnie Karam, who you don't hear his voice. You know why? Because it's just me talking right now. That's because today is a very special episode of Watch What Crappens. We are interviewing none other than the famous, the iconic, the one and only Kim D from Real Housewives of New Jersey. So we recorded this a few days ago, and we did it over Zoom. And so the Zoom video of this will be available on Crappens On Demand. It should already be up, and if it's not, then something crazy's happened. But you know, that's what happens when you're talking about posh fashion show. Clink, 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 clink. Anyway, so if you want to watch the video of this interview, go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens and sign up at the Crappens On Demand level, which also gives you access to our weekly bonus episode and also our awesome Discord community, which has been super fun watching that grow. Anyway, enough about this, okay? Let's talk about Kim D, Real Housewives of New Jersey, all that fun stuff. Here we go.
How are you guys?
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I was trying to get closer so you could see me better.
Perfect. Just look.
Yeah? I might fall down.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Okay.
Thank you for bearing with us with this whole technical situation. So we are recording right now, and our fingers are crossed that the technological gods are going to look kindly upon us and there will be no issues with the recording. That would be a shame if it does, but we are hopefully all goes well. But Ronnie's
I love it.
Recording. Well, it says please request record permission from the meeting host. So I guess that's you, Ben.
Oh. Well, I'm recording on my end.
I can hear you guys perfectly.
Yeah, I'm recording, and we're just gonna hope for the best here. So, we normally use a whole different platform, but that is so we're like Zoom. We use Zoom to do our conferences and everything, but recording, we never really know what happens. So we're just gonna go with it. We're gonna be crazy.
Yeah, today. And you know what? At any given moment, you could hear I have eight dogs, one on my lap. So I'm upstairs in my bedroom here to try to get away from them, because every time somebody walks past my door, they go crazy. So let's have those gods, the animal gods, keep them quiet.
Well, I've got one too. There's a dog bed right behind me, so mine will probably be
I love it.
Too.
I mean,
it's the time of COVID. Anything goes right now, I think.
People Listen, are pretty I'm in an Aerosmith t-shirt, which is normally, perfect. I put a little makeup on for you guys, which normally I'm walking around in my pajamas and no makeup on at all. So I got all dolled up for you.
Well, yeah, that's you. Nice. I'm in my underwear and this shirt to pretend that I'm making an effort.
I know. I put on there a collar today for you, since we have a fashionista on the show. And I just walked outside. I'm in LA and it's like 95 degrees out, and I am now schwitzing. So
I could imagine. It's raining and miserable here too. So my allergies are crazy. Mm-hmm. And I hate to like say this, but every time my allergies act up in my throat, I'm like, oh my God, I got to go for a COVID test. You know, I think you'll freak out over allergies.
I wake up every day convinced I have full COVID symptoms.
I went for one the other. I drove to someone's house that does the COVID test, and I stayed in my car. She came out of her house and gave me the COVID test right outside my door, because I'm so panic stricken all the time. I go, because I'm still around people, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was having like a little shopping party. I'm like, I don't want to. If God forbid, is anything going on with me, I don't want to infect anybody. But I was good. All good.
Yeah. All good. So, Kim, I just want to say I'm Ben, and that's Ronnie over there. So that way you know our names. Man. And thank you so much for coming on. This is like a very, very exciting. I need to get something out of the way right top of the show. Super important. My cousin Melissa lives in Livingston. And she's
close to me.
Yes. And she said we were supposed to actually do a live show in Asbury Park back in May. And Melissa was going to take us to Posh. And so we didn't get to go and see that. So I just want you to know that you have my cousin Melissa as a potential shopper for you.
Love it. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Okay, so you guys can find Kim on Instagram at Kim D Posh. Just before I forget, I want to get everything out there. Mm-hmm. And Posh is happening this year virtually, right, Kim?
Well, I mean, we have, what we're doing is this is, it changed a little bit. We were going to do a virtual fashion show, but in New Jersey right now, we are at 25% capacity in the restaurants.
Right.
So they're filming it. Not New Jersey Housewives or anything like that, but I have other people coming in and filming it. I'm going to stick by the COVID guidelines, 25%. They're going to film it so people will be able to see after. And then the next one in February, let's hope that COVID is gone. Then we'll have people coming and buying virtual tickets. But people will be able to see this one because it'll be on YouTube. Because they are filming.
Oh, okay.
It. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. That's a huge network. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we always say. We're on YouTube. So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you ever think the Posh Fashion Show would become the thing that it has become? I mean, it's like legendary now.
You know what? It's really funny because I do a lot of cameos, you know, and they call me iconic and they're like, do the clink clink and do. I'm a normal, regular girl. Hardworking woman, you know, and I walk into certain places and they're like, oh my God, it's Kim D. And I turn around and go, I just still can't believe it. All right. With that said, my first fashion show was the North Jersey Country Club. That was my first fashion show ever.
Yeah.
When Danielle got her hair ripped out.
Oh my gosh. Teresa.
Yes.
Yes.
My mother belonged to the country club. Then after all that was done and said, that week on the E ticker tape, no, North Jersey Country Club bans all New Jersey housewives. Okay. My mother was mortified. Everyone was mortified. But with that said, I mean, now I do 3 a year sold out. If I can, I would do 4. So thank God, you know, thank God Danielle got her hair pulled. Sorry, Danielle. Thank God Teresa ran her.
It was worth it.
I'm thrilled about it. There's of course been other fashion shows where we've had some crazy things, but I think that was the craziest one.
Yeah, well, now it's the Melissa fashion show. How did that work out? Do you think she just came and kind of pushed you out of the way to get her own fashion show in there?
You know, Melissa's really copied a lot. She really has. I mean, I speak the truth.
Her store,
she copied. Yeah, you know, she copied a lot. I had the store. I had the fashion shows. Her fashion shows are completely different than mine. You know, so whatever. I don't even think they're doing one this year. I heard that they're not, maybe because of the COVID thing. But, you know, I have repeat people that come to mine. Mine, I think, my fashion shows, I think, are more iconic. But, I'll, you know, she's got her store now. I'll give it to her. She's got her Envy. Let her have it.
So Envy is still open? Envy is still open?
Envy is still open. We, you know, all the boutiques were closed for a while. I think it started the end of March. Now they're allowed to open. Again, almost the same as restaurants. You know, they can open only a certain amount. You have to wear masks, of course, to go in. But I go to a restaurant right on the same street. All the time that Envy's on. Like, they're open. I see that they're open.
And what about the rumors that they were selling fake purses and stuff like that, like Chinatown purses?
Oh, I was dying when I saw that on Instagram. You know, I don't even know if it was fake purses. What I know that Melissa did, because I saw her Instagram, she had like scarves that said Chanel, hats, things like that. And she did an Instagram story of it. And people were like, that's not real Chanel. So somebody must have ratted her out.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
And they pulled her out. And she got a big fine. She got a big fine. And it was embarrassing. You know, I have like, Chanel made her say they're not real. Like, I was mortified for her, you know?
Yeah.
So, gosh, I have so many questions because this is like, you're like Kim D, the famous Kim D. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know where to even start. Like, oddly enough, a big question that comes to my mind is, like, I feel like, I mean, you were on Jersey the very first season, right? Wasn't that, were you there the first season?
No, first season was 6 episodes.
Right. But you
six
weren't.
6 episodes. No.
But, oh, you weren't. Okay.
No. But that first season, when they went to do the photo shoot, you know how they all come out and they have their family behind them?
Yeah.
I had already met Jacqueline and Danielle. They walked into the original Posh. I befriended Danielle. Danielle tells me the whole story about what happens at that Lunello's, the table flip. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm scared to death to go. They're like, they want to beat me up. They want to kill me. I'm like, what? And, you know, I just met her. Like, are you kidding? This is unreal, because no one knew what New Jersey Housewives. It was a six-part episode, you know, six yeah. episodes.
Yeah.
So she asked me to come with her to the fitting and to the photo shoot where they were filming, you know, and she wore a lot of posh clothes and to kind of be her bodyguard to come with her. She was afraid. So I went, and the original Carlos King was their original producer.
Right.
And he recognized me when I was in Caroline Manzo's backyard when they were filming season two. Mm-hmm. And no one was speaking to Danielle. He remembered that I had come to the photo shoot. Because I made friends, you know, I was friends with everyone. I was, well, she was in the back room hiding. I was outside talking to everyone, having a good time. And then I kept her company, of course. But he said, can I film you? Can I film you, like, with your friends? And I was with my boyfriend at the time. Can you? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? We were drinking. We were at a party that was $1,000 a plate. So we were enjoying ourselves. And that's when they started filming me, because that was their only connection to Danielle. And that's how I got on the show, because I owned Posh. Oh, they all shopped there. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got on.
And Posh was like a tiny closet in the beginning, right? I seem to remember being 500
square
like,
feet.
Yeah, I remember just like all the clothes just being like on top of everyone.
Yes.
It's, are you in a new space now? Is it
huge, right? Really big space. But I have a little bit of bad news. I've had the space for about 7 years. It's beautiful. It's in Allendale, New Jersey. But because of COVID, I had a spa across the street also. Too beautiful, directly across the street. I had to make a decision to close one. Now, you could put a boutique in a spa, but you can't put a spa in a boutique. So I closed the boutique, the Posh, but there still is Posh. And now it's the spa and the boutique are together. So the boutique's in the back of the spa. What am I going to do? And, you know,
yeah, that's just the way the world is,
what are you gonna do?
Working.
Have you considered hiring Lauren Manzo? Because didn't she have, she had cafes.
Yeah, I was going to say, could you please give us us a Yelp review of cafes?
I can't. Okay. So I'm going to say I like Lauren a lot. Caroline and I are fine. I hated the name. The name. I felt sorry for Lauren that she had to do that. But Lauren does have a new place. It's in Wayne.
Good for her.
I don't remember the name of it. It's in Wayne where I live. But she's doing great. It's a little blow dry place, and they also have a little boutique. And it's not named cafes.
We like to call it cafes cafache. We felt like that kind of elevated it a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, we pulled a Giudice on cafes.
We just
changed it mid season.
And you know, the way Teresa changed her last name, we never know what to call it. Giudice, Giudice, what the heck?
Well, it seems like she even gave that up, because she says Giudice again, right?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she does. Like, yeah, it's a battle I'm not going to win. I'll just go.
No, and you know, who cares?
Yeah.
Giudice, Giudice, who cares? Yeah, she could have it.
I feel like we are going to dig into like a lot of questions about the women of New Jersey. And I'm just going to ask this one before I forget, because I think this one will get forgotten. You are Kim D, but you famously have I wouldn't say an alter ego, but there is another Kim from New Jersey, Kim G. Do you have any relationship with Kim G?
Kim G is my sister-in-law.
That's right.
Yes.
How is Kim G?
My mother is a Granitelle. Listen, Kim G and my stepbrother are divorced after this show. Okay. Now, after she was done, when she got kicked out of that house, remember her and the lawyer came into my, flipped her lid. We haven't seen her. No one's heard from her. We don't even know where she lives.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to tell you, a lot of people that get on these shows lose their minds. Number one, it goes to their head. Okay. And they start, you know, thinking who they are, or I've seen it with a lot of people. They really lose their shit. I mean, they just don't know how to handle it. And she lost it.
Wow.
So actually going back to that, that was a Christmas party, right? That she brought that lawyer to confront them. Okay. So there were rumors around that lawyer was who ratted on Tree and Joe. Is that true?
Okay. Her husband represented, I think, don't quote me because this is a while ago, the person who ratted on Joe was Joe's partner.
Mm.
Oh, I don't even know what his name is.
Probably
and
Joe.
I think that, Yeah, probably, because they're all named Joe. It's Joe or Anthony. Or Frank. Yeah. So a lot of Anthony's. So I think that her husband was his lawyer or something like that. You know, it was something to do with that. But yeah, so they can talk all they want or who writes who at or whatever. Supposedly Joe, Judice Giudice, was told, do the right thing by your partner or there's going to be big problems, you know, because, and he didn't. And I think, the way I hear it, is that's how the ball started rolling.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't Jacqueline. It wasn't Caroline. It was none of those people.
Yeah, because she was suggesting it was Caroline recently,
yeah, no.
Right?
I don't think absolutely it was Caroline.
No.
She's
not going to do that. No.
Yeah.
None of us would ever stoop that low to do anything like that.
Joe Giudice has recently come out with a line. I don't know if he's come out with them or if he's just stumping for them, but his line of sex toys, right? You've seen this on Instagram. He's always doing ads for like vibrators and stuff. Have you seen that?
Me? I would die. I'm such a prude.
Really?
I would, if I seen that, I think I would, I'm listen, everyone knows this about me. I'm not into that kind of stuff. Listen, I'm happy he's making money if he's doing good at it. I'm not surprised at his line of work, you know, what he chose. Because that's all they talked about, you know, the Gorgas and the Giudice, all they talked about was sex, you know. So, again, God bless him, you know, but I would have a heart attack if I saw that.
So Kim, what's funny about you is that, like, I feel like the ladies on the show just always are kicking you to the curb. Okay. So
all the time.
It seems like you got a big kick to the curb recently. And like, are you ever going to come back to the show? Or would you ever want to come back? And if they asked you, would you come back?
Okay. Well, that's a 3-part question.
Yes, it is.
Let's start with what I always
We got all the time. We got all the time.
I'm here all day. Listen, I'm staying in my my sweats and my Aerosmith t-shirt. Okay. So the first part of the question is, I really thank Bravo and Sirens for making me, I'm Kim D because of them. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to type in my last name, okay? So thank you very much, Bravo Sirens. How I got kicked to the curb was the reason why Teresa and I really aren't friends anymore and how this all started. She's the one who threw me under the bus. She's the one who chose to talk crap about her family, watch what crappens, and bring me into it, and then decided to make a deal with them. And instead of coming to me like a woman and saying, listen, I don't want to fight with my family anymore, I would say, who do you want to fight with? Do you know what I mean? I'm not that girl that I needed to fight with them. Joe and Melissa and I just recently ran into each other before COVID and we were fine. Mm. We were fine.
Wow. So when you mentioned starting the fight with the family or fighting her battles with her family, you're referring to the Melissa Strippergate thing, right?
Yes. And the Melissa boyfriend thing. Remember that one? Yeah.
Which one you want to do first?
So... You know, Teresa, listen, I did not tell any of the other girls what was going down as far as Strippergate, but everyone knew something was going to happen at the fashion show. Teresa knew something that was, Teresa's the one who told everyone that she was a stripper, along with one of Joe's best friends who told me they used to go to Lookers to see her. I would never, ever come out and say something like that about somebody unless I knew. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that girl who's just going to make stuff up, and especially, you know, someone who has kids and all that. Okay. So Teresa knew she was a stripper. Teresa said that that's why her family didn't like her. Teresa and Melissa hated each other's guts. And Melissa came on the show along with Kathy behind Teresa's back. She found out the night of before the christening that they've signed. And you saw
what happened.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We always we thought that was pretty low down. Actually,
oh my God. I was on the phone with Teresa when she almost didn't sign her contract the night before the christening. So with that said, again, so Teresa started all this stuff, and then I was with someone for 13 years and she knew him very well and he passed away. Okay. 7 years ago. She knew this. She knew I was down and out. I filmed the year he passed. And then right after that, when she threw me under the bus, made peace with her family and basically told, you know, Bravo, I don't really need Kim anymore. And so the twins came on.
Oh yeah.
The twins, right?
Oh,
the twins came on.
Oish. Bless their hearts.
And that was an interesting.
Two, Those are two who should have lost their damn minds after this show. I would think that being on that season would have really traumatized anybody.
Well, I mean, look at the Marchesis. I mean, right? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, the Marchesis were always kind of bonkers.
It was. I was glad I wasn't on. I honestly said, you know what? At first I was like, what? And then I was glad I wasn't on when I watched it because, you know, the whole storyline to me was really, really, like, we get down and dirty, but that was really down and dirty.
Real.
Yeah. Ooh.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Big news. Peacock, the streaming service from NBC Universal, is home to your favorite reality shows.
You just go to peacocktv.com for free full seasons of Chrisley Knows Best, Below Deck, Southern Charm, American Ninja Warrior. Whoa!
I mean, come on, people. We are a podcast that specializes in Bravo. So if you want to watch your Real Housewives, your Vanderpump Rules, your Top Chef. I mean, I don't even know what else I have to tell you, okay?
Okay? You can watch all these shows from the very beginning, which is very different because they haven't always been available. So it's really great to have this now. And they have hundreds of hit movies, thousands of episodes of your favorite shows, current shows, timeless classics, timely updates included. Okay!
All right, you know what? Watch for free or upgrade for more on your TV, tablet, or phone, okay?
Go to peacocktv.com to download and start streaming now. Whoa!
Did you ever really want to be a housewife? Were you, because you're always friend of. Did you ever want
to? You know, Andy Cohen told me I'm not a housewife. He said, you are not a housewife. And he said that with a compliment, even though all housewives, God bless you all, that was never what I aspired to be, okay? So we had conversations about this. He also told Ziggy and Dolores, he goes, Kim should have her own show. He goes, she is not a housewife. Mm-hmm. She's more like an entrepreneur. You know, we have a wonderful relationship, Andy and I, when we go and run into each other, he'd be like, it's Kim D in the house, Carrie. And I'm like, you know, I crack up, but you know, he's always mentioning my name. Yeah. He gives me the mazel for my Halloween costumes. He put me last year. I was, Madonna, and we sent him a video, and he picked me over Kim K playing Elle Woods. So, you know, it's not that he didn't. Wow. Yeah, it's all over Bravo.
There we go.
It's not that he didn't like me, and, you know, we didn't get along great. He didn't see me as a housewife. That's just, listen, that was his opinion. Would I, now the last part of it, would I come on the show? Why wouldn't I come on the show? If they would pay me? Of course.
Yeah, to promote your business.
It's Teresa who doesn't want me on.
But do you think I feel like a lot of Teresa's issues with her castmates and also probably with you were somehow wrapped up with her marriage and defending Joe and things like that. Do you think that now that they are separated, we're going to see a new Teresa that may want to bring you back into her life? And would you want to be back in Teresa's life?
Two-parter this time. All right, Teresa would never want me back in her life because, you know, I'm too truthful. I'm not going to lie for anyone. And I had her back on that stage when I did the reunion. And that's why they didn't want me to do the next reunion. Because the producer said, what are you going to get up there and lie for Teresa? I didn't lie. I omitted. You know? So, I think so much water under the bridge now with me and Teresa. First about Joe cheating, then about her cheating. But she really wasn't cheating because he was in jail and he had already cheated. So I was
we fully supported her boy toy. We fully supported.
Oh God, so did I. And I was the first one to say, I'm glad that she did that. Teresa doesn't have many friends. Teresa doesn't know how to hold on to a friend. And that's a shame because I'm a woman's woman and I have a ton of friends. If you see my Instagrams, I'm a woman all about women empowerment. And Teresa just doesn't get that. She doesn't get it. Look what she did to Margaret last season. She has no allegiance. Yeah. Look what she did today. She has no allegiance. She doesn't know what that means. And you know, that's sad for her. But yeah. I don't have to be Teresa's friend. Maybe somebody else's friend. I'm still good friends with Dolores. Very close.
Yeah. We love Dolores.
How does Dolores manage that, being friends with so many of Teresa's enemies? I guess that's probably a problem this season, huh?
Listen, let me tell you something. Dolores never once doesn't take my call. Dolores always comes to my shows when she can make them. I don't think Teresa ever made her answer for that. Whereas there was a lot of other people that Teresa did make them answer, you know? So I don't know. I don't think Teresa wants to mess with Dolores. Deep down.
I wouldn't. I don't think anybody wants to mess with Dolores now.
That's the best part about Dolores is that, like, if you look at her storylines, they're pretty, like, dull. It's, like, usually her being like, well, I had to open up the refrigerator today because there was a smell.
Yes.
So I got Frank to come over.
Someone got Frank dropped some dried pasta on the countertop today.
Yeah,
it's true.
Frankie came over. Frankie's been doing a lot of push-ups. He got a blowjob last night from his girlfriend.
Exactly.
Like, that's her storyline. But for some reason, I'm just, like, riveted. Because I feel like, like you said, you just don't want to mess with Dolores. You just feel like when angry Dolores comes out and it's so rare, it is so good. And you just sort of like waiting for it to come out.
Okay, well, let me tell you how it would happen. I'm going to give you a scenario how that would happen.
Okay.
As long as Bravo and Sirens make this the Teresa Giudice show, it will not happen.
Yeah.
They are all afraid of losing their job. And listen, you know me. When I tell it to you, it's because I know it.
Yeah.
All of them.
Well, let's.
They're
let's
not going to take it too far because they're afraid of losing their job. Look what happened to me.
Yeah.
People want the Posh Fashion Show. Not going to happen.
So what happened? We asked the listeners for some questions this week for you.
Okay.
And someone said, do you know what happened between Tree and Jackie a few months ago?
Well, I heard it was pretty ugly, whatever it was. And I heard that Jackie didn't go to a few of the parties or some filming. But once again, I hear that I think everything's okay because these girls are only going to push it so far. Whereas me, you saw what I did. I flipped the chair. I said, clink, clink. I mean, I don't give two shits. I'm going to say
whatever. And you got the hell out of there. And I looked it up. I looked up that part and I saw you in some interview saying, listen, I only left because I saw that she had water. She was about to throw something at me.
Well,
if
it was
water,
be one thing. She had a drink. She had a drink. And I was in a Legere dress with my hair and makeup.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not messing up my dress.
Get the hell out of here. You think I'm going to let her throw a drink at me? Not going to happen. So I watched, you know, I'm street girl. So through one eye, I'm face to face with her going at it, really going at it. And the other eye is watching her hand go to her drink three times. On the third time, I go, that's it. Flip the chair. I said, I'm out of here. Because I'm not going to put myself in that position to go walk. And now I got to go get my hair re-blow dried and my makeup done. No. Not happening.
What are your thoughts on Danielle Staub? Danielle just made this whole thing how she's never coming back to the Real Housewives ever again. Do you think that's true?
No. I think they told her she was done. And I think she asked them nicely to allow her to say that because it's embarrassing for her. She makes such a big thing of it. Instead of coming back and being humble that you have a job and you have another chance, she just makes this big thing that she's so, well, you know, all that. Be humble, be grateful. And, you know, and she doesn't do that. So she makes this big to do. And then when it doesn't work out, now you're embarrassed. You know,
Why do you think Bravo got rid of her? Because she actually brought a lot of really great drama over the past two, three seasons, right? Like, I don't think that she did anything on the show that was like so horrific that it's like, oh, we got to get rid of her. I thought she was like pretty funny. A lot of people really can't stand her. I think she's hilarious and how.
Well, I like her too, but you have to remember, it was the Margaret Gate. It was, she pulled Margaret's hair. Teresa got caught telling her. So what had to happen?
Yeah.
Danielle had to go.
That's true.
Once again, Teresa didn't have her back. Teresa, you know, Teresa said, do it, do it. And then when they called her out on it, she flips out, she runs away, and who gets fired? Danielle.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think she's left it really open for herself to come back anyway, because she said some pretty nasty things that she's left, because she has that new podcast, like...
Yes.
Danielle. I don't know what it's called.
Danielle.
Well,
things.
It's like Danielle, but misspelled. Like her promo materials are misspelled or something. You know, it's very Danielle.
Like I said, I'm never going. Like, a lot of people ask me, do you feel villainized? Do you feel absolutely not? I would rather be a villain than a victim any time of my life. I did what I wanted to do. Did they cut a lot of what I said out? Yes. On the last reunion, I ripped Melissa and Teresa apart bad. They cut it all because they don't want them to look bad. I'm much smarter than both of them. Put them all their heads together and I could just, you know, slice them up. So they cut a lot of it. That's the only thing that bothers me. Other than
what did they cut? We don't care. Cut, like, we don't have so, an like, editor.
When Melissa, yeah, no. When Melissa was saying, oh, Joe, my Joe, we, you know, you should, he would never be with somebody like you. I said, well, yeah, because we all want some, a man that comes to our knees. You know, and I went, me and Teresa went at it bad about getting out of jail and who's trash and who's this. And she couldn't repeat what P-O-S-C-H-E meant. Piece of shit, coke war every day. Yeah. She couldn't repeat that. She didn't remember. So I said, somebody must have wrote that. And they probably, it's like Joe Biden. They probably drum it in her head, you know, what to say, what to say. She needs these things in her ears to, you know, repeat. So, but so much more was said. When I walked off the stage, one of the head producers, and I'm going to say her name, Lucilla. She looked at me, she goes, you just got your own show. You knocked it out of the park. She doesn't cut the show. She doesn't slice it. Do you know what I mean? So, and then when Ziggy and Dolores walked off, she said the same thing to them. Kim D really brought it. She's going to get her own show. Like, you guys didn't, you know, like really, they really pumped me up. And then when I watched it, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, they're still at the same game. But again, I'm a willing participant. I got them. The first time I realized what they were about is when Dina Manzo said I was two-faced when I was sitting at that table and the only connection with Danielle to them was me. And I'm like, what? Two-faced? Like, I had my own table that my boyfriend spent $10,000 for. They came and sat at my table. They brought up Danielle's name. I didn't say anything, but the fact that I'm a little annoyed at her, she owes me some money. What's two-faced about that? I wasn't even talking to her at the time. But that's when I knew that they can say and do whatever they want because they have the confessionals and I don't.
Yeah. Right. Well, speaking of Dina, what was the tea with Dina when she left the show the first time? What was going on with her and Caroline? Do you know?
You know, at that time, they were still somewhat okay. There was some kind of crazy argument between the two of them that someone said was something about jealousy, like between them, like they really got,
because Dina got that show on Dina got that show on HGTV about party planning or designing for parties or something. And supposedly there was a big jealous fight about that, but.
And I don't think they're really still talking.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't it ridiculous? It's really crazy. Are like sisters and they're not talking because of bullshit on reality TV.
Well, exactly. Listen, Dina took off. Dina lives in California. She don't even come to New Jersey anymore.
Well, what happened, staying on Dina, that whole attack of Dina and her husband at their house.
Insane.
That's insane. And then we found out that there's all these ties to the partner of the brownstone, right? Her ex-husband.
Hello, not partner, her husband.
Her husband, yeah.
Who is a partner.
He's a partner at the brownstone, but it's her ex-husband who ended up being the one that hired that guy, right? Like he gave him.
Well, that's what he's accused
for
of.
For some free wedding at the Brown or well, discounted wedding. It was a discounted wedding.
Yeah, the gentleman had a wedding for 400 people and was charged $5, you know, something like that. Yeah. But that was huge. That hit all the papers. And of course, they were all calling me for a statement and, hit a couple of the Page Six and all those things. And I'm like, listen, you know, my opinion of it was, you know, because he ignored her, Tommy. He really didn't mistreat Dina, but he ignored her, you know. So,
mistreatment to me.
Yeah, you know, it is. It is. Well, you know, abuse is abuse, ignore, but it's all a form of abuse. And then what happens is when people, whether it's a woman, whether a man, lose the person, then all of a sudden then they want them and they blame the other person. So it's a definite typical case of when he had her, he didn't appreciate her. And now she's madly in love with this guy. They have such a beautiful life together. They're married and everything. I don't foresee them coming back to New Jersey. I know I wouldn't. If I had my nose broken and people came at me with a bat and I had to jump on a plane, no thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Understandable.
I can live without New Jersey. Yeah.
Are you in contact with many of the cast members, like past or present?
The only two that I'm, Jacqueline, I love. So there's three. Jacqueline and I love each other. I adore her. Ziggy, I adore her. And Dolores. I mean, we're all still, you know, I'm in contact with them a lot.
Ziggy Flicker.
Yes.
So it's hard to tell. We loved Ziggy. We do a lot of terrible impersonations on our show, and Ziggy was so much fun for us because she's just so big and.
I love her.
We love that, but you know, only seeing Siggy really on social media these days. Yikes. I mean, I guess it depends on where you stand politically. It depends on where you stand politically. But I guess speaking from our side, we look at that like, what the hell happened to Siggy? Like,
yeah,
she's gone. Well,
you know,
bonkers.
Everyone on both platforms are really, really, whatever you believe, whether you want Trump or whether you want, it's no gray area anymore.
Yeah.
You are either 100% for Trump or you're 100%, and there's no one in the middle anymore. So, you know, she is, I think she's working with them now. You know, she's not just doing this on her own. I think she's working with them the Trump campaign. Yeah.
I think with Siggy, for me, I actually really liked Siggy because I felt like, as crazy as she was and is, she was just like herself on TV.
She's
like
real.
She couldn't help being a lunatic. And I liked that. I really want that out of people who come on these shows. But what really lost it for me was when she kept on accusing Margaret of being anti-Semitic. And I'm Jewish and I don't speak for all Jews, but I felt that was a stretch. I think you're allowed to make a comparison to Hitler without being anti-Semitic.
And but again, Siggy takes that so seriously. Like, she's not a regular Jewish person. She is an extreme, you know, she's really a Jewish, like, I can't even explain it. She went to Israel and she was just obsessed with the whole thing, and her father's very bad. So she really honestly did take umbrage with it. You know, she really did. For instance, like, I'm Italian. So when I talk, I do a lot of, inspirational speaking to women who are going through a divorce or whatever, and they'll talk about their husbands that have kids, and I say, if they're Italian, it's skinny guilt. Now people are like, what? Yeah, how do you use that word? So what? I'm not, it's not derogatory. Yeah, I'm Italian. I can say that.
Yeah, you're Italian.
So
yeah.
I get where you're coming from, but she really, really felt that. She wasn't making that up. Like, she was really
It was clear that she felt it. I just was, where it lost me was that I felt like once things were cooler, she still was like unable to
hear
like someone else's perspective on it.
It seemed to me like she was just not liking Margaret. So she was using that, you know, I'm saying.
Well, I mean, Margaret really, really, really threw her under the bus. She got Margaret on the show. Mm-hmm. And then the first day that Margaret filmed, Margaret really,
really did get her on the show?
Yes.
I always think that that's a lie when people say they get somebody on the show. That sure they just gas them and they're like, oh, look, they're having, you know, they're having lunch together today. But not really
what
friends.
Happens is they come to you as a housewife and they say, do you have any friends? Do you have any people that you could recommend? And then they go interview them all. Mm-hmm. And then they pick them. So Siggy had picked her as a friend and they interviewed her along with probably at least 20 other people, maybe more. And she got picked, you know, so have her back, maybe for the first couple times you film. It was like the first time she filmed, she kind of threw Siggy under the bus. So there was bad blood right from the beginning.
Oh, know? Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So what, do you have a favorite season of New Jersey?
Let me think. I mean, I think the funniest season was when Joe fought when they were on that they fist fought with the black all over
the black spray.
Oh my god, I don't even know if I was on. I think I was on for a little while. That was one of the fun. Listen, when I watched that, I was crying laughing. I mean, I just thought it was hysterical. So I'm gonna say that's my funniest scene. My favorite for me was when I had all the girls walk in my show at the Brownstone and I was oversold, and Caroline walks into Albert and says, oh my God, because we were on top of each other back to back, you know, there was no room. And he goes, yeah, she oversold by 120 tickets. And to me, we had so much fun. We kind of all got along. Teresa walked, Melissa walked, Kathy was a part of it. Kim G was on. I loved that because even though we were all kind of fighting, we were like still friendly, and like me, Teresa and Jacqueline, we'd be on the phone till 2 a.m. What are they going to do to us next? Oh my God. That brings back some good memories. I don't know what season that was, but that was my favorite. I think it was Melissa's first season.
Yeah. I think that was season 3. I remember that.
Yeah.
Last week we just watched this documentary about Action Park. Did you ever go to Action Park? Did you
I don't remember. I might have with my son. I might have.
Okay. I just wanted to know if you had any crazy Action Park stories, because it feels like a lot of people from Jersey have like tales of bodily harm, et cetera,
oh, God.
That
you
came from
what?
That Listen, park.
I'm a princess and I'm not a big outdoors girl. Okay. I don't really lay in the sun, this and that, whatever. I'm not really, I did Disney World with my son's 31 now. So I did Disney World 7 years in a row and I did what I had to do as a mother, but it's not really my gig to be going on, you know, rides and all that kind of stuff. You could more see me, you know, kind of by a pool with an umbrella with a pina colada, you know, that's yeah, yeah. more, and or home with my 8 dogs. So yeah, no, I didn't, I don't have any action park stories.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And then another question I have, another quick sort of last question. What do you think about Joe Gorga's inspirational things he does? Like his little...
Do you follow his Instagrams?
Listen, I don't, but I've heard. And I've seen some. Because, you know, when you follow certain people, things pop up on that. With what I know, I'm going to be nice. Because okay. I had a very nice meeting with them at a restaurant. I hugged it out with Joe. Me and Melissa didn't hug it out, but we took a picture together and I put it behind me. But I'm just going to say this. I don't think you should really be doing inspirational speaking. Or yeah.
Yeah.
I Joe, do. I love
you know,
it.
You're a cool guy, but I think you should stay in your lane. You know, it's a little, that's a little bit of a stretch for Joe.
Yeah.
A little
things,
bit of a stretch.
Most things are. Most things are. Let's be
yes.
honest.
Yes.
We can't let you go without asking, you know, kind of a lowdown question.
Sure.
Are you a madam in the mafia?
Oh my yeah. God. In the mafia. Oh, that's added to it.
Those are two. Are you mafia and are you a madam?
Okay. First of all, forget a madam. I'm not a magnum either, but I do drink from magnums.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. When I got home that day and I told my son, and then he watched it, he goes, Mom, he's 31. I wish you were a madam. You know, we were laughing. I think they got that because I have beautiful, beautiful friends. And I have my fashion shows. And there's always gorgeous girls walking. They can't think of what to say about me. I'm a real prude. I live my life. You know, I have fun. I party. But I haven't been with anyone since my boyfriend died 7.5 years ago. So they really can't call me what they call each other. You're a coke whore. You're this. You're that. Not happening with me because, you know, I live a very private life. When I heard that, I laughed. I don't even think that was so bad. I mean, even if it was true, I'd be like, okay, I'm a man, you know, but yeah. It's not true.
Yeah, obviously. And, I wouldn't ask, I don't think, if it was really true.
Yeah, no. I mean
I would ask
clear.
If it were true. I think it'd be, I would yeah. love to hear the stories.
Yeah, no, I listen, like I said, my son said he wishes it was. It's not. Yeah. As far as the mafia is concerned, I am not in the mafia. Do I know people that might be a little connected? I play with the big boys. And I meant when I said it, I meant it.
Yeah. Well, I've got a question. Wait, I know we're wrapping up, but this guy comes up. People talk about this guy all the time. Back in season 2, Danielle Staub had that friend, Danny.
Provenzano.
Oh, he's scary.
Is that wild? Well, you know, his father supposedly was a big, you know, something big, whatever. So I don't know much about the family that he came from or whatever, but I heard that, you know, his father, who's I think passed away, you know, was somewhat connected. But, you know, when you're Italian and you live in New Jersey, you kind of know people, you know, mm-hmm. And I was raised knowing, and my, you know, first husband, who was my son's father, who passed away, he kind of knew. And, you know, I don't think too many people want people doing or saying anything wrong to me. Like when Joe Gorga basically attacked me at San Cubano, you know, not many of these kind of people would really appreciate a man speaking to me like that. And he lifted his hand to me, which nobody saw. He put his fist up to me and Melissa grabbed his hand.
Oh, wow.
So it was a pretty ugly scene outside San Cubano. Wow. It really was. Yeah.
Oh, and, do we have an update on how Rails is doing? Because Rails is like the steakhouse of New Jersey. And
I mean, they're
constantly.
Like,
is it, I heard it, so, is it okay?
I go there. I happen to like the restaurant. I haven't been there since before COVID. I couldn't believe how many times they filmed there, though. You know, when I did the show, I was like their concierge because I know all the like hot restaurants in the area. And I'd be calling them and say, listen, we want to film there. They'd give us free everything. Free wine, free drinks, free food, free everything.
So
the producer. Yeah, the producers would call me and say, where can we film next? Therese and Joe need a romantic scene. Where should we go? And I was like, what am I, the concierge of New Jersey Housewives? But I enjoyed it. It was fun. But yeah, they really film. I like Rails. You know, the food's good. The service, they're always packed. hard to get a reservation there. I guess really the show really did them great too, because now you can't even get a reservation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot steakhouse.
Hot steakhouse.
All right. So just to leave us, what would your housewife line be? What would your tagline be if you were a housewife?
Well, I'd have to stick with, you know, I play with the big boys. I'd have to add to that, but you know, don't mess with me because I play with the big boys, or, you know, even when I'm home, I play with the big boys, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because you, I think that was the line that got me the contract. You know, I got a nice contract that year after fighting with Joe. You know, before that it was, you know, friends, but this one gave me the better contract, you know, when I fought with him. So I have a pillow behind me that someone made, Big Beautiful, says I play with the big boys. And I think the clink clink, right?
Clink clink is and classic. Play
with the clink clink is classic. And the play with the big boys are the two lines that I'm asked a lot to do on Cameo. So I would have to say that would have to be my tagline. But again, Bravo, Sirens, I commend them for what they've done for me. I've taken the ball and run with it. Some people don't.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't ever think they'll ask me back, but I love Andy Cohen. I'd love to get back into that, into his, what do they call that? Watch What Happens Live, Clubhouse. Yep. I was having a brain freeze. Loved being with him there. He's never done a one-on-one with me. I've always either been a surprise guest, or the time that they made me dress up as a sexy cockroach. That was fun for Halloween. you know, but I love Andy Cohen. Yeah, that was good. They said, would you? I go, what? They go, we made you a sexy costume. Would you wear it? I'm like, yeah, I'll be there. Like, what do I care? We all call each other that.
Yeah.
So, but I would definitely want to work with them again. I did do Botched. You know that. I loved doing that show. On E, I also did a show with Vivica Fox, Face the Truth. So I didn't only do RHONJ. And I'm hoping that when COVID lifts, I can do something else. I would be game. I want to do Worst Cooks in America. I think I'd be really good on that show. I'm going to put it out into the universe.
Putting it out to the universe for you as well show. Is there anything else you need to show? Anything you need to mention? The YouTube? Fashion Show will be on YouTube.
Yeah, we'll be on YouTube. Also, if they want to shop on my website, I still have my website going. It's www.poshbykimd.com. Okay. And my other Instagram is at poshbykimd. And I run both Instagrams. So, like, you know, when people and I do a cameo, I tell people, listen, you know, after the cameo's done, if you'd like to friend me, you know, on Kim D Posh, I answer all my DMs. I handle all my own Facebook, both Instagrams. So you're really getting me. Anyone out there, if you want to talk to me, you're getting me. No one else is handling.
Well, you're totally unfiltered, and we appreciate that. And,
thank you.
Best of luck, and we can't wait to see the fashion show. And thanks for coming on to our show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kim.
You got to come to the next one. I'm going to send you some Posh by Kim D masks.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Love
that. I'm so into it. Okay.
All right. Very good. Bye, guys.
Bye, Kim.
Thank you.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.